From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In Afghanistan Thursday, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in southern Helmand Province, killing at least 29 people and wounding more than 60, as both civilians and security force personnel lined up to collect their pay. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The deadly bombing came ahead of Sunday's Eid festival, which marks the end of the holy Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. Helmand is the largest Afghan province, where most of the territory is controlled or influenced by the Taliban. Authorities in Belgium said Thursday police have detained four people in connection with the investigation into the foiled bomb attack at a Brussels train station. The device hidden in a suitcase failed to fully detonate and did not injure anyone on Tuesday. Soldiers shot and killed the attacker. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd told Parliament on Thursday an independent reviewer of terrorism legislation would be leading a review into how authorities handled the recent attacks in the United Kingdom. Rudd added that the UK is facing a new phase of global terrorism.
We now believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face. Between June 2013 and the Westminster Bridge attack in March this year, the security services foiled 13 plots linked to or inspired by Islamist extremists. But since just then, we have seen five plots prevented, as well as three such Islamist extremist plots succeeding, and the appalling attack, of course, on Finsbury Park earlier this week. So we must do more.
Rudd said Britain's counterterrorism strategy will be reviewed to make sure the police and security services were well equipped to do their jobs. This is VOA News. European Union leaders open a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday to address everything from Britain's planned exit from the regional economic bloc to the resurging economy. EU President Donald Tusk spoke to reporters about how Britain's departure might proceed.
Some of my British friends have even asked me whether Brexit could be reversed and whether I could imagine an outcome where the UK stays part of the EU. I told them that, in fact, the European Union was built on dreams that seemed impossible to achieve. So, who knows? You may say, I am a dreamer, but I am not the only one.
Meantime, British Prime Minister Theresa May's remarks at the two-day meeting are expected to include reassurance about the futures of the 3 million citizens of the EU countries currently living in Britain. After May speaks Thursday night, the rest of the leaders will meet without her to discuss their side of the Brexit process that was triggered by a British referendum 1 year ago and is set to finish by the end of 2019 in March. A car filled with a bomb material exploded in the Somali capital Mogadishu Thursday, killing at least eight people and wounding more than four others. A reporter for VOA Somali Service says the attack targeted a police station. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab regularly attacks government buildings and places where government officials are known to gather. On Tuesday, an Al-Shabaab car bomber attacked a local administration building, killing at least 10 people. Iraqi officials said Islamic State militants on Wednesday blew up the ancient Grand Al-Nuri Mosque, which dates to the 12th century. In the embattled city of Mosul, the explosions occurred as Iraqi forces closed in on the mosque as their eight-month quest to retake Mosul approaches its climax. The British deputy commander of the international coalition, Major General Rupert Jones, visited liberated eastern Mosul Wednesday and described the fighting as brutal.
The world knows what sort of enemy we're dealing with. It's an enemy with no humanity. It's an enemy who respects nobody. That is more than content to murder civilians in great numbers. What I would say is that's the sign, that's the evidence of a failing organization.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said destruction of the mosque is the Islamic State's official declaration of defeat. And despite a decline in fertility levels, the United Nations said Wednesday expects the global population to reach nearly 10 billion by the year 2050. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.